Hey guys, welcome to PT with B. So today I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about food and eating. Now, yesterday my son's on school holidays and he's away in my sister's house so I can work this whole week. I had a bit of downtime and normally I'm quite busy throughout my days. I'm quite active in and out of the gym, working with clients, doing my own workouts, doing some computer work, then doing all the other stuff that you do at home, washing, all that kind of stuff. Now, what I did was, I wasn't actually feeling that great, to be honest with you. So I went home, lay in bed, and I got a gift of, I know, quite funny, that big bag of M&Ms. And I don't normally have much of a sweet tooth. Like, I can kind of just have one and then I'm good. However, yesterday I was not feeling great. I was lying down in bed watching Big Bang Theory, and I just keep reaching for the M&Ms. And then I realized how many I actually ate and how I had to stop myself, but I wanted to keep going. So what I did is I closed the jar, put it out of sight, hopped up, turned the TV off, went and had a shower, prepped a couple of carrots to snack on, and got outside into the sunshine. The sun was actually shining a little bit at that time yesterday. If you're in Auckland, you know that we're very on and off with our weather at the moment. But yeah, so moral of the story for me at the moment is that I really struggled with limiting myself, and I found that I know a lot of my clients do, and they're like, well, how do you stop? And normally I found it relatively easy, to be honest with you, that I can stop, and I have that, I guess, willpower straight away to be like, all right, stop there, get up, do something. Now, I found distracting myself was the best option for me, and I took it out of sight, because when I come back into the room, if it's sitting there, I get comfortable. It's just quite easy to keep snacking and keep doing what you want to do. So a couple of tips for me at the moment that may help with you guys as well, and I let me know if you have other options, because I'd really like to let everyone else know, is distract yourself and use the 20-minute rule. So for example, if you really feel like a chocolate biscuit but you're trying to limit yourself on those, go, okay, if in 20 minutes I still feel like a chocolate biscuit, I'll allow myself. But for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to go and do something else and distract myself. I'll have a drink of water. I'll go outside. I'll do a small workout. I'll go for a walk. I'll do the washing. And I will not be staring at that chocolate biscuit the whole time. Chances are, most of the time, by the time you distract yourself and you do something, you stop thinking about it. And then you, therefore, don't actually need it. So quite often, if you're like me, sometimes you can eat when you're bored. If you're not doing anything and that's a packet of biscuits or a bag of M&Ms or whatever it is looking back at you, you're like, oh, well, I may as well just have one. Actually quit feeling a little bit snacky. All right, have a drink of water, walk away, distract yourself. Use the 20-minute rule. Which leads me on to my next point, is how many of you have one chocolate biscuit, open the packet, have one chocolate biscuit, and then you're like, oh, I fucked up this diet or this restriction that I'm on, so I may as well just keep eating the rest of them, make me feel better about myself now, and I'll start again next Monday. You could be on the Tuesday of that week and you're like, oh, I'll start tomorrow. Or most of you will be like, I'll start next Monday. I just got so much on at the moment, I just can't do it. Thing with that is why does it need to be the Monday for one? I don't understand the general start on Monday. It can, you start now. Like, whatever, if you're thinking, I really want to do this, the longer you procrastinate that, and I mean, you're talking to someone who loves to procrastinate, I'm great at it, but the longer you procrastinate, chances are the less likely you are to achieve that goal. So what's wrong with starting now? What's limiting you from starting right this second?